Now, when I think of YA and I think of young adult fiction, I instantly think post-apocalyptic love triangles with a sprinkle of vampires. Does that always have to be the case, or is there a little bit more diversity?
That's not exactly true, but we certainly can cater to that as well. I think we've got Patrick Ness coming. He's that fantastic author who did the series Chaos Walking, which I don't know if you know is being made into a movie as well. And Chaos Walking is certainly a dystopian future. Patrick Ness is that film, as I say, is being made, and it's going to be with Daisy Ridley and Tom Holland.
Oh, wow.
Spider-Man fame. So that's coming out in 2019. And we're totally thrilled to have Patrick appearing at the festival, because he also did When a Monster Calls, which was made into a movie that Liam Neeson voiced and was a fantastic movie. But he's won the Carnegie Medal twice and is also, in fact, nominated for the Carnegie Medal this year as well.
So
Patrick's going to be an amazing guest for us to have for the All Day YA program.
Absolutely. But it's not just the post-apocalyptic. We've got poetry here. We've got so many different things happening.
Yeah, look, the session I'm most excited about, which is sort of a new venture for us, is we're going into illustration a little bit as well. Yeah, so we've actually got the Oscar-winning animator Sean Tan, who's obviously an author and illustrator himself, and the former UK Children's Laureate and cartoonist Chris Riddell, and Levi Penfold, who did the Song of Ice and Fire and Harry Potter illustrations most recently. And they're going to actually talk about how they create their imaginary world in YA and fantasy.
Amazing.
So this is a really terrific session that I think, kind of breaks new ground for what we usually put in a YA program. But I've got to say, I am the programmer for the children's and young adults, but this year I was supported by 10 youth curators who in fact have contributed to the program, and they have come up with 5 of the 10 sessions.
Gosh.
And their sessions kind of really interrogate diversity, stereotypes and politics in YA fiction. So they're kind of looking at really key topics like, talking about sidelining that occurs in YA novels. So just the way that diversity and tokenism is kind of explored in YA fiction. And also things like relationships between females in YA fiction. So they're talking about the experiences of teenage girls, from sort of friendships to frenemies to first loves.
Mm.
So they're the kind of things that are being explored as well within the sessions that we're holding out at Parramatta Riverside.
I think that it's wonderful that the youth curators are the ones that came up with those topics as well, and they're the kind of projects that they're pioneering. I think that that's absolutely incredible. How were those young people chosen? How did they get involved with the project?
Well, basically, I kind of looked at a lot of associations that the Sydney Writers Festival already has. So I went to Westwards, Bankstown Poetry Slam, and also to the Inky Awards, who have youth judges, and also to Sydney Story Factory, and just said, who are some people that you think might be interested in being youth curators for the Sydney Writers Festival? So it came out of those strong ties that we already have across kind of youth literature.
Mm. I think the whole world is being kind of picked up and shaken a little bit by kind of Generation Z and young people at the moment. And we're all sitting back and thinking, wow, these kids are incredible, and they're here and they're going to change the world. Did you have a moment like that when you were working with these young people where you kind of were a little bit taken aback by them?
Absolutely. I mean, they're all such incredible overachievers. I can't believe they can fit so much into their lives, into their days, into their weeks. And they're really passionate about, social justice and representation. I think it's a very strong element. I mean, obviously, there are lots of organisations, particularly, I think, across Western Sydney, that are really dynamic and really engage a lot of young people. And I think this is an important thing. I was obviously kind of nervous because I didn't quite know how this would work out. But the second I got in there and they introduced themselves to the group and we all sat down together, it just flowed beautifully. And they had fabulous ideas. They were really switched on. They knew the authors I was talking about. Particularly, they knew the poets I was talking about. So we're also very lucky to have Cleo Wei coming, who's a US Instapoet, and she's kind of been described as the kind of millennial Oprah.
Mm.
So we're going to have a session with her and Farah Mansour, who's the co-founder of Bankstown Poetry Slam. So that'll be pretty exciting too. So, you know, poetry also plays quite a big part. We've got our first poetry debate that was certainly devised by the youth curators. So they came up with that, where we're going to have Evelyn Araluen, the Indigenous poet, and Omar Musa squaring off in a debate about a range of topics that the moderators have come up with. So
amazing.
It's going to be terrific. Yeah.
Amazing. I love that we get to inject kids into these really important discussions as well, and treat them with the, I guess, respect to let them engage with this sort of material. It's a fantastic thing to do, and it's very important to have kids engage with literature, especially around this kind of young adult phase of their life. Now, how young is too young for this young adult all-day YA?
I say over 12.
Okay.
I mean, it really depends what kind of a reader you are. I mean, obviously, I've also got Jesse Andrews coming, who a lot of people might know because he wrote the screenplay and the book for Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yeah.
So he's going to talk to Patrick Ness about the process of adapting because they both wrote their books and then they adapted them to screenplays.
Amazing.
So I think for film students, and for people who are interested in film and just what, you know, what that process of adaptation can be, they're going to be really exciting voices to hear as well. But, you know, I mean, both Patrick Ness and Jesse Andrews have a lot to say about a range of topics. Like, I'm just finishing off reading this fantastic book by Jesse Andrews, which is called Mun Mun at the moment. And it's a fabulous concept. It's basically an alternate reality that's a lot like our own world, that every person's physical size is directly proportional to their wealth.
Oh, wow.
Or how much mun they have.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really fabulous kind of speculative fiction idea. So people are kind of the size of rats for the size of skyscrapers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of interesting conversations, I think, that'll make up this program. And you know, we also have a terrific session which is called TeenCon.
Mm.
And we've done this for about 3 years now, but it's actually a session where publishers will talk about the inside scoop on their most exciting releases, and we have kind of like competitions and book giveaways. But it's a really great way if anybody wants to get an insight into the world of publishing too, you know, to hear about what those upcoming releases are, what the new releases are, and just hear the publishers actually pitch them, which is obviously a lot of what I hear most of my work. But it's a really fascinating thing to actually, you know, make the publishers front and centre too and say, okay, give us an idea about what you're putting forward.
Absolutely. Hear from some industry professionals. Claire, we'll have to leave it there, but it's a really incredible program. We can't wait for it to come to Riverside Theatre on the 5th of May. Thanks so much for joining us.